Mommy Thompson, everybody.
Home to me is three things. One, it has people that I love and care about and want to learn about. Two, it's a place where people that has also people that love and care about me. And three, it's a place where I can do whatever I want. If you can't be comfortable at home, where can you be? After graduating high school and leaving my actual home, I found it difficult to find a place where I could even remotely feel these things. I had friends in college involved with groups, but it never felt quite right. So finally I decided to make a leap and study abroad. And it turns out that it wasn't until I actually left America and everybody I knew behind that I actually felt the most at home in my life. I left the chilled modern airport and found myself outside in the hot, noisy, and chaotic streets of Bangkok. I had so many apprehensions about going on this trip. But once I got there, I only asked myself once, do I know what I'm doing? And the answer was clearly no, but I had no idea what I was getting myself into. But more than that, I just didn't care, and that's being home. My weekends were beach trips and Thai buckets where you pour a bunch of alcohol and 7-Up into a bucket and bring a dozen straws and share with friends. And my evenings were curry and fried rice dinner dates with random people, even though those you didn't know very well because, you know, you invited them to come eat. Why not? And that's home. My days were classes and learning the language, especially how to talk to taxi drivers, and more about Siam and Thailand's history and culture and Buddhism taught by a real monk. But my mornings, my early mornings in particular, were my favorites. I won't lie, the movie Ung Bak Thai Warrior had a rather significant impact on my decision to go to Thailand. And I knew the first thing that I wanted to do was learn Muay Thai. So no more than a week had passed since my arrival that I saw a sign in an international building store stating that Muay Thai lessons were being offered. And so I instantly went to sign up, and I never looked back. I thoroughly got my ass handed to me every day from 6 to 8 a.m., and I looked forward to this. This is something I really wanted to do. And I loved my teacher, and he saw the dedication in me and loved having me there. And that's a home. The openness and love I felt from my fellow Thai students really stuck with me as well. And the Thai people in general smile a lot. And at first it felt kind of strange because here you don't really smile at someone unless you know them. Otherwise you're like, what's wrong with you? But over there it's such a warm culture of inclusion, and I always felt at home. And even going on little trips to Vietnam and Cambodia, when I came back, I found that I really missed Thailand. And as soon as I got back, I was walking around like, hi, stray dog. Oh, my God, 7-Eleven. Like, oh, pretty lady boy, hi. And it was really remarkable. And in no time, I really just felt like I was where I belonged. So coming back to America after that was a little crushing. And literally my first thought upon landing in L.A. was, oh my God, there's so many white people here. And also, I went to a restaurant. I was like, how much is a glass of water going to cost me? I bet it's really expensive here. I forgot. Oh, it's free. But I learned to take something with me and the tools that I had learned and how to feel at home. And so I found you need to find something lovable in everybody and be yourself, a person worthy of loving, and just let go. Let it all go.
Hey, Marnie. I should mention Marnie is an excellent violist. She performed last month. She also met Eddie Vedder last weekend, which is pretty awesome.